Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, you open the prayer line over with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father, for allowing us another time to get on this line. There's so many things that we can give thanks unto you for, oh Father. We thank you for carrying us through the week. We thank you for supplying every need, oh Father. Lord, we thank you for this word that's about to come forth. You said in your word, in all of our ways, acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Father, we thank you for this word coming forth to direct your people's path. You also said in your word, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We thank you for this word going into the hearts and minds of your people on the line. We ask that you would clear their hearts and their minds to receive the word. Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would steal from the word. And we thank you and we praise you for the word doing things in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Trelanda.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday nights, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request on our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our social media platforms are Facebook, and that's fghprayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter is fghprayer. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, August 14th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mass wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is, again, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are still using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Trelanda. Yes, the special announcement is that the kids are going back to school this month, and they are, if any of your children are in need of a backpack, please let me know. My phone number is 209-818-3531. You can also email the fghprayer@yahoo.com, and I will receive your request. Please let me know how many children and the ages and the gender, male or female. That's it. Back to you. Thank you.
It is now time for our testimony. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Will anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. Holy Spirit, we need your anointing to breathe on this Word and bring life to it. And we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. We turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 9, and Galatians 4, verse 19. Isaiah 66, verse 9, and Galatians 4, and 19. Before you get that, I want to thank the Lord for my rest, and I thank God for Sister Vanessa and her sister Allison, how they took me out to dinner with her family, and Sister Allison has someone preparing such a delicious cake, and I just thank God for the fellowship I had with the saints while I was there, and I just thank God for his protection, and I just thank God for his goodness. Those two scriptures, anyone have it?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement, because there is an awakening inside of many of you that are really in covenant with God. And it's so important to be in covenant with God in this hour. And God is birthing something that he has designed in you before you was created. And so there's an awakening going on in those that are in covenant. You got to get this, saints of God, because this is so important. That means you are pregnant with the purpose that God created you for. And through this birthing that's going on right now in your life, I'm talking about something new, a purpose and a plan that God shall empower you to bring forth. It's going to be something new. And God shall anoint it, and you're going to conceive, and you're going to do that thing. And those that are in covenant, it's so important to be in covenant. We're in a new covenant because of Jesus. And Jesus, the great intercessor, was born for a purpose. His birth was a purpose to reconcile us back to God. So he was in covenant. And he emptied himself of his own personal purpose. He said, not my will, but thine will be done. He embraced God's purpose. It was fulfilled because it wasn't about him. It was about the will of God. And so that's what coveted means. It means that you are sons and daughters submitted to the process of the preparation of the covenant. And God's birthing this thing to you. And it's a purpose. And so this is for you to be encouraged that God shall preserve you as you wait to bring forth this new thing. And it's going to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. And he's going to empower you for this fresh thing. And we got to remember Abraham. He was chosen. God came forth with a covenant, the covenant. And he had to go into a place to get back in order. Saints, please receive it. This is so important. This great awakening is going on. It's not about age. It's about the will of God. And Abraham had to get back into that place because Ishmael was impregnated by the wrong source, the flesh. He veered away, but when he got back into that place of covenant, Isaac came forth, because Isaac was the covenant child. And so God wants us to stay in his will, stay in his covenant, submit to the process. And so many get in their own mind, their own setting, to do what they want to do. And they conceive something, but it's not from the Lord. The perfect example was Ishmael. It was a conception, but it was the wrong conception. It was the source of the flesh. And there's nothing good in the flesh. And we're going to begin now with Isaiah 66. I think start at the 8th verse, please. 8 and 9.
And it reads, who have heard such a thing? Who have seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as thine travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Saith the Lord, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Saith thy God.
This is God reminding you and I who are in covenant that he going to bring this forth, this birth. It's going to be born. I don't care what tried to stop it. This word says the Lord has spoken this. He said, I'm going to bring it forth to birth and let them be born. I want you to know this night there's a birthing going on inside of you. Something God going to cause to come alive. Going to be an act of God. It's going to be something he going to begin and produce because it's his created plan. The Spirit of God constantly bring forth new things according to his creation. New things always come forth. And so this night is to encourage you that you that are in covenant, I want you to be encouraged tonight. God shall empower you. He's going to anoint you to conceive and do this new thing that he has created before you became. It's going to be fulfilled. God's going to empower you for this new thing to conceive by his anointing. And God wants you to know tonight, don't let nothing stop what he has designed. It doesn't matter what people think about you. They might make me think that you cannot do it. You're not capable of doing it. You're not smart enough or whatever they think. That's how Abraham got off track. And there's so many people come to pull you down, to get you in a place where you're not sure, to get you in a place that you are wavering, to get you in a place that you do not doubt that God can do this thing for you. It's not going to be about you. It's about the anointing of God that's going to cause you to conceive, to bring forth this new thing, so it will be fulfilled, meaning that it will be long, not short-term. Ishmael was short-term. There are so many people have those short-term things that's conceived by the flesh. It's not lasting. But what Abraham, what God did through Abraham, it was lasting. You can jot this down, Galatians 3, 13 and 14. We are now receiving those promises because we are Abraham's seed. We're in the new covenant. And the new covenant means submitting. It means saying yes when I don't understand. It means obedience no matter how someone tried to disturb my spirit, because the enemy going to come in to disturb you, saints of God. It's not about age. It's about what God said. Abraham was an old man, yet the covenant was fulfilled because he said yes to the Lord. So it's not about age, number, culture, not about your background, your location, the color of your skin, your gender. It's nothing. It has nothing to do with that. It's about the anointing of God going to bring this forth in your life. It's an awakening going on now in this earth as never before. And there are those that's moving in the awakening. For an example, Lazarus' sisters thought everything was over with. He was dead. Jesus missed the point. He didn't get there at the right timing. But Jesus came forth. He spoke to Lazarus' body. He spoke, and his word awakened Lazarus out of sleep. This night, God will to awaken you for this new thing. He awakened Lazarus by a word. Lazarus was awakening and came forth with life, new life. And so it's a point that God is moving to fulfill. And there are so many that put limitation on the power of God. God is unlimited, saints. We cannot place him in a box. We cannot put a wall up to stop him. There's nothing can block the Spirit of God when he has anointed you to go forth. Only one can block is you. Many times we allow things in our lives, things in our past, things that are around us to block us. And it's one thing. I do know that works. All things work together for the good. I've learned in this life that there's no limitation on the Holy Ghost. What I don't have in the natural, he has already for me. So I stand on the plan of God. And what happened? God come forth. His anointing go and do that I cannot do. It is so many that's limiting God. Saying, I don't have this, I don't have that, I have to do this, I can't do this. I'm encouraging you to stop it right now. You need to stop it right now. You need to know that you're serving a God that's unlimited. A God has more than enough. He said everything belongs to him, the cows, the hills, everything belongs to the Lord, the earth and the fullness thereof. It's so many people that's holding up their birth because they have placed a limitation on God. They're saying, I can't do this because this is not, it's not in my path right now. I can't do this because I don't have enough finance. I can't do this because I'm old. I can't do this because I have an infirmity. I can't do all kinds of excuses. It's time for you to put excuses under the blood, saints, or you'll never see that birthing system work. I've seen the power of God move through people who didn't know how to pay their bills, didn't have enough to pay their bills. And I've encouraged them that God has the resources for you. There's a plan that's set up just for you. And you're not going to lose one thing. Because when you trust God and take limitation off of God, you know God's going to come through because he's with you. And what happened? It happened a few weeks ago with a person I was praying for. They could not see their way out of a circumstance because it concerned finance. A loss of finance. But I encourage them, don't worry. God seen this before. He gave you that. He gave that to you because it was a need. Do you like think that God gonna let somebody take it from you? Because he was the one to open the door. And saints, God worked a miracle for that individual. Opened up a door, gave them favors, and paid that bill. Why? Because God created them to receive what they had received. Do you think that God is like humans? Would take something from you? Would block you? That's not the spirit of God. If something been declared over your life by God, God, go into that place where you cannot go and stop every hindrance, stop everything that will close it, stop everything will put a wall up, stop anything will bring what a setback. That's what God does. That's what he did for Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he did it for them. He did it for Jesus. He did it, excuse me, for Joseph. Why? They were in God's plan, a design that God has prepared for them. And that birth had to come forth. But there are those that try to figure out, put God in a box, and compromise with the devil. And when they begin to compromise over one thing, they're going to compromise over something else, and before you know it, they're going to create a hole for them, and everything will fall apart. And it's not because of God, it's because they compromise. I refuse to compromise with a spirit that's out of the will of God. I refuse to compromise with anything going to pull me out of covenant. I refuse, saints of God. Jesus refused. When he went to Nazareth to visit his family, they didn't believe anything. They were full of doubt and unbelief. He said, I could not do many mighty works. Talking about acts of God. He could not perform many things that his heart desired because they were in doubt, unbelief. They had their own mindset. Do you think Jesus tried to plead with those people to change? No, he did not. He went on to the next city, and there was someone that believed he was the Son of God. So when you compromise over one thing, you will compromise over something else and over something else. And it's so, in this time we're living in, people just compromise over everything and try to put God in their mess. God is not in our mess, saints of God. I've learned it the hard way. I refuse to compromise. And when you refuse to compromise, the enemy gonna come in every way he possibly can to attack your emotion, to attack your mind, to attack your reasoning, to attack what you believe God for. Why? Because he's a thief. Turn to John 10:10. First one, get it, please read.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly.
The thief come to destroy. He's a burglar. He's an invader. He come to interfere with your birthing. He's an outlaw. He's a robber. He comes to rob that birth. And I want you to know tonight I'm angry with the devil because I began to see a vision of a person that's digging a hole for them. God has blessed them supernaturally with much finance, and they're letting the devil seduce their mind. And the devil wants you to be broke tonight, but I want you to know tonight, thanks to God, he's an invader. He comes to stop the plans that God has set up for you. I beg you tonight, do not compromise with the spirit. Do not say it's okay with the spirit. Abraham did it, and his life was held up for years. But God awakened him. He came back into that place who said, I'm going to trust God. I'm not staggering anymore. I'm going to trust God. This is real, thanks to God. It's an awakening. Inflation is out of control. I don't care what label they place on it. It's getting worse and worse. And God gave me a prophecy last year to plead with the people in our church to let God make decision that the Lord need to be over your finance, because there was going to come a great hindrance of inflation. It's recorded. It's on tape. And so the Spirit of God is saying tonight, I have a plan for you. And my plan was created before the foundation of the world. And let nobody interfere with my plan. My plan is intact. My plan has been designed. My plan will bring creation. His plan preserves. His plan has purpose. I'm not talking about short-lived. We are now receiving the promise that God made to Abraham, because we are the seed. We're in the new covenant. We have no excuse. It's a finished work, thanks to God. Galatians 4:19.
And it reads, my children of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you.
This is what the man of God was saying. It's the working of the Holy Spirit. That's all he was saying in so many words. He said, my children, once again, like a mother in childbirth, I feel the pain for you, until Christ has been formed in you. I'm talking about the nature of Christ Jesus. So you can receive this that God said is yours. It is so in order, saints of God. All we need to do is say yes, submit. Don't try to figure it out. Don't compromise with the Spirit. If it's what it is, it's what it is. You can't say it's a rabbit when it's a dog. If it's what it is, it's what it is. And you cannot fashion that thing to make it do what you want to do because you want to do it. You can't hold on to things that you want and God said, it ain't in my plan. You have to let go and let God. If not, things going to be temporary. We're serving a God that's not a temporary God. We're serving a God that brings forth a birth. And what he does in that birthing system is he preserves it. It's not short-lived. It leaves promises for heirs. It's eternal, saints of God. We need to wake up and stop compromising with our flesh. That's what Abraham did. He compromised with the flesh. Ishmael came forth. It was not of the covenant of God, but it was the wrong source. It was the source of the flesh. But when Isaac came forth, it was birthed by the covenant. If Jesus had to empty himself in the garden, he said, not my will, thine will be done. What about you and I? Saints, it works when you don't understand it. It works when you're trying to figure it out. It's already figured out. It's already finished. All we have to do is say yes to the Lord. Now, yes, you're going to disturb some people. Some people are going to fall out with you. Some people are going to turn on you. Some things going to look like it's not going to happen. But God wants you to know tonight, he's God. And anything that tries to interrupt his creation, his purpose, anything that tries to block it, anything that interferes, God get involved. God goes into that place to stop that spirit of interference. God goes into that place and stop the hindrance. All we have to do is say yes to the Lord. Thine will be done. It works not some of the time. It works all the time. It works throughout the scriptures. It works, saints of God. When we say yes to the Lord, instead of building up something that's going to fall apart with our own motives, our own thoughts, our own desires, our own will, instead of saying, thine will be done, I say yes to you, Lord Jesus. I submit. And what happened? Things just fall in place. See, we can't fool God. We may try to fool people sometime, but no, it don't work no more. You can't fool people now. God reveals himself. He reveals to his people that thing that's causing interruption, that thing that's restraining their blessing. He revealed it to you. He's a God of revelation. He's a God that revealed. He said, I hold no good thing for you that walk uprightly. That's what his word says, saints of God. His word says he's going to supply every need. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. He has said, the Son make you free, you're free indeed. He said he will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. He said trust in him and don't be confused. I'm giving you scriptures tonight because God is moving. He's moving so supernaturally. He said signs and wonders follow the disciples. The disciples were ordinary men. They were ordinary. The ones that worked with Paul was ordinary servants, ordinary people. But they're different. They were submitted, and they said yes to the will of God. Very simple. But when we get our own notions and our own thoughts and our own emotions, it's something about tricks of the emotions. It's still your blessing. False emotion. That's what Abraham was dealing with. False emotion hinder him. False emotion hinder Moses. False emotion hinder the one that was Joshua. False emotion is a hindrance to your birth, to the things that God has planned for you. False emotion hinder Peter. False emotion, it comes to do one thing, to steal, to rob that God has designed to come forth out of his birthing system. It's time to be awakened and stop placing yourself in a little box that God can't get you out of. Stop putting yourself on a budget saying, I can't do this and I can't do that. I've never seen God been a budget God. He said, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He didn't give me the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. I've seen nowhere over there God is a budget God. He's a God unlimited. And so while you're sitting down figuring out your budget, God has said, when are you going to let go and let me be your God? When are you going to allow me to fulfill this that I promised you, that I designed for your life? Because I'm the anointed one. He's the anointed one. He was sent by God to fulfill the promise of Abraham's seed, Galatians 3:13-14. And so what am I? I'm going to end this. There's an awakening for those that want to be awake. Some people are so used to being in that place that thinking God is not a sufficient God. He's the God of sufficiency. He opened doors no one can open. He goes in and stops roadblocks. He goes into that place and come against the thief. Because if something been declared over your life by the mouth of God, God wants you in this hour to say yes. Don't try to figure it out. Don't compromise with a spirit, because they're going to be sent to you. Believe me, they were sent against Jesus. Satan came to Jesus in Matthew 4 and tried to tempt him to bow. So if that enemy try to tempt Jesus, believe me, he's waiting for you and I. But what I'm encouraging you tonight, God know how to deliver the righteous out of temptation, because God is faithful, saints of God, because Jesus has made up his mind. I was born, I was created to do the will of my Father. And he did not compromise with a spirit. So what? If somebody don't understand you, you do not need to debate with a spirit that's out the will of God. You're insane if you try to. You think I'm going to try to debate with a devil or with a demon who's out of the will of God? No. Why? Because inside of you and I, there's something so great that's ready to be birthed. And so tonight, the word is, don't stop the system that God has created, designed just for you. No one but you. For new life. For fulfillment. For purpose. Why? For God shall empower you with his anointing to conceive, and that birth coming forth. He just said in Isaiah 66 that God said that there's going to be a birth. Will not he let that be born? He's outspoken. It will bring forth. It will be born. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the covenant. Say yes to the Lord. Submit to the Lord. And believe me, as time goes on and on and on, by submitting to God and saying yes, God will touch those individuals, those things that did not agree with you. As seasons come forth, they will realize you were in the will of God. And you know what? God wants someone delivered. He wants to be glorified. But as long as you meld in the flesh, no glory going to come out of the flesh, thanks to God. It's a process. It's a preparation by the hands of God for his sons and his daughter. And all he's saying, submit. Say yes. Why? Because God goes into every place that has been declared over your life and prevent the devil from closing the doors because you and I are his beloved. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I have a couple prayer requests. The first one is I have a toothache that until I am able to go to my dentist. And then the second one is my family, my aunt, one of my aunties does not know if her son is dead or alive. And we're trying to find out that information. So I want the Spirit of God to be over that to bring it forth immediately and or whenever he feels like it, but I just want prayer for that. And then the third one, I'm just so inspired by the word tonight. I want deliverance. I want more of God. I want to submit more. I just want to see him only. And I want God to kill this flesh off of me every day and just to be 100% over my life. I want things to just change for me when it comes to God because I want much more of him and I need his help. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Chawanda. I would like prayer. I've just been feeling really sick to my stomach for like the past 2 weeks and it does not go away. It lasts all day. So I was just asking that God will needs this nausea feeling. Thank you.
Do anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, this is real, saints. This is no farce. God is alive and he's well. And he doesn't change. He's from everlasting to everlasting, from Genesis to Revelation. He said, I'm God. I don't change. He has no favorite picks. We are all his beloved. We all are his children who say yes to the Lord and receive him as Lord. He has no favorite. We are one in Christ Jesus. And the word is for everyone. You cannot pick and choose the word of God to do what you want to do when you want to do it. We must submit to God. And say yes to the Lord. It's like medicine. Some medication is bitter, don't taste good to the palate. But after it goes down hit those places, it brings forth healing. Now, there are some people will not submit. I want you to get this tonight, because God don't impregnate rebellious people. He just don't do it. It's not his word. People that rebel against God and against kingdom work, he don't impregnate them, because they rebel. And the Bible said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's a witchery spirit. So you don't get pregnant. You just do what you want to do. But God moves and do great things to those that say yes, to those who submit. The anointing of God move over your life, and you come forth with new birth, new beginning, fulfillment conceived by the Holy Spirit. Father, this is real. Now, thank you for my trip. I began to see things, oh God, wide awakening. And as I was moving about, I just seen the inflation, things out of control. Things, oh God, that have changed in the last 2.5 years. Not getting better, getting worse. But it has nothing to do with your covenant and your promises, God. Because there are those who are in covenant with you, and they're going to see the fulfillment of the plans and the purpose of God. And you shall empower them, God. So I thank you tonight, God. Spirit of God had declared things over their lives. And God, your word said you're going to bring it to pass, because you have spoken it. So in the name of Jesus, Father, go into every place that will cause blockage, anything that will prevent and bring closure to their birth. I ask that the Spirit of God will restrain those spirits. We are in a spirit world, and anything that will cause interruption tonight, that the Spirit of God will stop it. Anything, God, will jam up the thing that you say it's time for your people to come forth in a birth. Father, come against every setback in the name of Jesus. Every wall that the enemy will build up, bring down the walls as you did for Joshua. There were those that couldn't believe. But God, those that believe, Caleb and Joshua, they received their blessing. They received their promise, the things that God had declared, because they did not allow what the spies said to stop their determination to trust God for this new fulfillment, to trust God for the bring about those things he had declared. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that the name of Jesus will stop the thief tonight, that invader that's desired to invade the territory of your people's lives. That you have said through creation that shall come forth at this season, that God, the Holy Spirit, will anoint them to conceive and empower them to bring forth birth. God, I thank you for the spirit of pregnancy over them now, in the name of Jesus, that you bring preservation as they await birth and bring the fulfillment because of the Holy Spirit. And they are submitted to the process and the preparation of God birthing them. And God, I thank you for fulfilling it. And Father, those that's always talking about a budget, always talking about what they don't have, God, let them begin to see and begin to say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm not on a budget. God has everything in control. I believe the great I am is doing great things for me. Every need, everything that's lacking, God shall supply. Every door that needs to be opened, he opened doors that no one can close. He will lead me into those places to prosper. He's the Lord God that has everything set up for me, and I won't and lack no good thing tonight. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to declare it that God shall fulfill it, and God, it shall come from the north, south, from the east, and from the west, because you are the creator, and God, prosperity come from you, not from the hands of humans, because humans will cut you off at a time that we won't submit to them. But God, you don't cut us off. You said all things work together for our good. Everything that the devil tried to shut down, you open up new doors. You are the creator, and I believe you tonight. And God, I thank you by faith that it's done in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. Place your hand on your jaw, Penny, that you remove the ache that is vexing her mouth, God, until she can't go to a dentist to see what's going on. That the Spirit of God bring repair, that the Spirit of God will comfort, and that the Spirit of God will remove that aching out of her mouth. And I thank you, God, that as she go to the dentist, that the Spirit of God will release and give the dentist visitation exactly what she has need of. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name, that the information that this relative need to know about their son, whether they're dead or alive, that the Spirit of God go in and filter those information, bring up every document, anything the devil is holding back, the Spirit of God bring revelation. And I thank you for the Spirit of God bring awareness about this son in Jesus' name. And place your hand on your stomach, Talunda. I thank you tonight that the spirit of sickness loose Talunda. The spirit of strength goes to her. Your word said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for the soothing spirit of the Holy Spirit to go into her abdomen and cause it now to be soothed by the Holy Spirit, that she will be strengthened, that she will be able to eat, that she will be able to go forth with new strength now. Anoint her now, God, that she is well, that she is strengthened. Cast out every spirit, God, that bring an infirmity over her. And I thank you that you the Lord God that heals her now by faith in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for the ones that need prayer concerning this person that's ill, God, that sent me in the information through our email. Father, I thank you. If they're not saved, save them, Father Jesus. Draw them by your spirit, that the Spirit of God, his minister angels, go now to their household, that the blood cover that house, that healing go into that house, and give this individual a chance, God, to live, to be strengthened, and to be healed. You say, I am the great physician. Father, go into those places that doctors cannot diagnose, that you are the great physician. And you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for their healing now in Jesus' name. And God, I just do praise you for it. It's an awakening. Some people are in a deep sleep, but somebody need to be awakened in order to bring forth birth. God, I thank you for awakening that individual, the people that's in a deep sleep, and get in the will of God, submit to God, say yes to the Lord, as you did for Abraham, as he emptied himself and stopped allowing the enemy to persuade him. He received his blessing. It was held up, but he came into a place of awakening. God, somebody need to be awakened tonight to receive the fulfillment, not going around in circles, not going around, oh God, where they're emptying themselves and not getting the fulfillment. But God, you desire to bring fulfillment for them to conceive and do new things. Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God bring forth and pregnant so they can bring forth birth, and the devil cannot kill it off. The devil cannot interfere. It is their time. Father, I thank you for the awakening by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. It's your time. Don't let no one I encourage you, let no one stop what God desires to fulfill in you. Now, they're going to try. Many things going to come to try to mislead you. It happens to all of us. But there are those that says yes, and it's all right. They say, I got to go through for a moment, but this too will pass because I'm going to receive from God, and I'm not going to compromise just to get along with you because I have an everlasting God I'm serving, a God that can bring fulfillment, not you. And I'm going to listen to God by his word. Be encouraged. Receive everything that God has created for you because it is your time. Stay in the will of God by faith in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll be online.
Amen.
At 8
Thank
o'clock.
You,
God
Jesus.
Bless you.
Amen.
God bless
yes.
you. God
Good
bless
word.
You.
Yes,
I know
yes.
God will yes. bless you. I yes. see it. That's mature in
yes.
the faith
yes.
that will not
yes.
let go until God
yes.
sees that you are blessed.
Yes.
You
yes.
gotta
yes.
receive
yes.
it. Thanks to
yes.
God. It's your
yes.
time.
Yes.
Let
yes.
no one teach you out of your
yes.
fulfillment.
Hallelujah.
In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Thank
be
you.
Blessed.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for listening. Pastor B. Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.